Listen to part of a lecture in an art history class.
I'd like to move on now to still life painting in the United States. Now, the earliest American still lifes were modeled on 17th century Dutch still life paintings, the images of which often symbolized the home and the growing prosperity of the Dutch merchants. So, in these early American paintings, you might see, for example, a simple tabletop display of food or other inanimate objects. Now, the still lifes of the 19th century reveal a great deal about the times in which the artist lived. For example, in the first half of the 19th century, many Americans were prosperous, and shopping and accumulating things were major pastimes. So in these paintings, the consumer-oriented American society is conveyed through displays of goods that suggest luxury and social status. Wealth is also suggested with representations of plentiful fruits, fragile flowers, and other beautiful objects of the natural world. Then, after the Civil War, in approximately the mid-19th century, the mood of the country changed. Likewise, the mood of the paintings changed. For example, the artist might apply the paint roughly to depict a group of battered old things that symbolize difficult times and the disappearance of the good days. So let's look at some slides of paintings from these periods and see if you can determine when the paintings were created.